Hello there, you are listening to The Gamer's Point, a weekly podcast where we talk about video games. Brought to you by WBSU Brockport, 89.1, The Point. Now kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 20, oh my fuck, Fallout 4 exists?
Supposedly.
Oh we'll shit, okay, sorry. Right in the middle of the introduction. Hello,
I sent you that link.
What? Oh, is that link you sent me?
Yeah.
I was in the middle of dinner, I wasn't reading. I'm Zach Hilmer.
Yeah,
this is The Gamer's Point, and I just totally fucked up this introduction because of Fallout. So, yeah, that's all there is to that.
I'm Nick Plusses, and... about all I got.
I'm Dan Coldelli. I'm Zach's brother.
Obviously, very good qualifications.
Those are the only qualifications you need.
Game journalism.
Yep.
They've worked out. So, apparently Fallout 4 is a thing, which I didn't realize.
Well, not really, but we'll wait for that.
We'll talk about that during news. So, this is a podcast where we talk about video games, and we always start out now with game recommendations of the week. Although, well... Dan hasn't done a game recommendation lately because he used to do top fives because we used to do those. So we'll start with him.
What? Game recommendations?
Yeah.
What?
We do game recommendations of the week instead of top five now because I'm lazy.
Papers, Please.
Classic.
No, but what I've been playing right now is Saints Row 4, and it is
interesting. Really
awesome. Wicked funny, just there's like cameos that you don't expect that come out of left field in that game. It's hilarious.
What kind of cameos? I mean, I know who was in the third one? Burt Reynolds, I think?
Yeah,
Burt. It was Mayor Burt Reynolds.
Fucking Burt Reynolds?
Rowdy Piper is one of them in this.
What the hell is that?
I don't know who the hell that is.
It's a wrestler from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, yeah. Wouldn't know anything about that.
Check out a movie called They Live on Netflix, and you'll know who he is.
Is it a zombie movie by any chance?
Alien,
okay.
Close enough. So is that like a prerequisite to playing Saints Row 4 now?
You should watch that, yeah. To get the Rowdy Piper thing. Because the whole thing is a ripoff of the movie.
Oh.
His whole, like, mission or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, it's like basically a glorified version of The Matrix, isn't it?
Yeah, but they also, like... throw in little bits of movies here and there that a lot of them from like the 80s and 90s when I was growing up.
Alright, cool.
Interesting.
Alright, so Nick, what's your game recommendation of the week?
Game recommendation of the week. I don't know if I've done this yet, but probably Rezogun.
I don't think we've done a recommendation since
the PlayStation 4 came out. So yeah, Rezogun definitely. It's the free indie game that you get with the PlayStation. There's two free indie games you get with the PlayStation 4. One of them is like, it's called Rezogun, and it's like this side-scrolling Galaga sort of spaceship retro kind of a thing. And it's just
That's a lot of adjectives.
It's balls of fun. It reminds me, it's a lot like Geometry Wars that came out for the Xbox 360 when that came out. Or Super Stardust. I don't want to say it's too much like that. Super Stardust is that popular PSN like spaceship thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's too much like it. I guess it is. It's both similar concept wise and control wise, and it's just a shitload of fun. Very simple.
Fair enough. Let's see. That would make it my turn. I would recommend Super Mario Sunshine for the GameCube.
Super Mario Sunshine.
Because I think that's one of the more underrated Mario titles. Like, I don't think anyone talks it up enough, and it's fucking awesome. I mean, the mechanics of his, like, water Ghostbusters jetpack thing is fucking awesome. The way he has a water jetpack, and, the whole premise is based off of, like, this fucking Italian plumber, like, cleaning up sewage, which is... which is weird how it's like actually a really good game, but I don't know, it's like so charming, it's like really bright and colorful. I mean, like, Mario games aren't known for being dark, but this one's like in like a tropical setting. Everything's really vibrant, the The colors are awesome. The fucking gameplay is, like, sweet. And it's, like, it's different from all the other Mario titles because of the whole water
cleaning up shit
mechanics. Yeah. Yeah, the whole cleaning up shit thing. That's what I look for in my game is, like, sanitation.
Yeah.
Sanitation mechanics, yeah.
I can feel that.
But, yeah, I love the shit out of that game.
No pun intended.
Fuck you. It's not really shit. It's more like this, like, sludge-ish stuff.
So shit.
No.
Basically. Okay.
Okay, it's probably shit.
Probably shit.
It's fine. Like pollution.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like pollution. That's it's a, like,
that's you're a just cleaning it up. It's clean up the earth, the game.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, and then that bleeds us right into what are you playing, which Dan pretty much already talked about. Is that all you've been playing?
I've actually been playing Papers, Please, Saints Row 4.
That is glorious. That is
Fallout 3.
Can you help me defend that, please? Because yeah. I have been getting gangbanged for like the past fucking six weeks.
That's a really poor choice of words.
No,
come on,
no.
Tony boy. Why is it that you hate Papers, Please?
I have absolutely nothing against
Papers. No, he's never played it.
It's so yeah. Like, tragically, the whole concept is so tragically hilarious. If you listen to our first episode of Since Getting Back to Brockmore, I don't know what number that is. We talk about how awesome...
I want to say I was 17.
Yeah, something like that. We talk about how awesome Papers, Please. The concept of Papers, Please.
I think it's just because I did a shitty job of explaining it the first time.
No, it's probably because you did too well of a job explaining it. If you were a little more vague, we might not have had the ammo.
Fuck you.
I mean, awesome. If you actually, like, sit down and play it, it is, like... It's a funny game. Like, it doesn't... I know Zach didn't explain it as being funny.
Yeah.
He explained it as being...
I don't know, we found it hilarious, if you listen to the episode.
Yeah. So. But I mean, like, a lot of, like, the backstories behind some of these people who keep trying to come up and get into your country is funny.
One dude who keeps coming back is fucking hilarious. What the hell's his name, do you remember?
Yeah, you finally get to let him in, too. It's hilarious.
Well, no, I was a dick, and I didn't let him in, just because I assumed... It was, like, one guy who came up and, like... drew on a piece of paper saying I can come into this country with like a crayon.
Yeah, I have a card.
Yeah, and you're like, so no. And then the third time, he actually has all of his paperwork correct and shit, and I just assumed he was being an asshole again, so
he
I denied
him.
Again. And I got in trouble for it, and I'm like, I was rash in my judgment. I feel bad.
But there's like another one where you gotta be on the lookout for this guy who murdered his wife, and he comes through, and if you didn't pay attention to the news
that
day, you wouldn't get through. I mean, it's one of those games that you could sit down and play with for like 10 minutes and be done with it and still get something out of it.
It's definitely different, that's for sure.
That is for sure. I haven't even played it, and I can tell you that it's different.
Well, I showed you that like, glimpse of it one day.
No, I know what it looks like.
It definitely looks like crap, but that's the whole point. It was meant to look like crap.
It's
another one I've just started getting into a little bit is Far Cry 3. I picked up Far Cry 3 with all the expansions for...
Nick just got a raging boner.
Huh?
Nick just got a raging boner. He fucking loves Far Cry 3.
That's my 2012 goatee right there.
Yeah, it was like $10 for both expansions and the full game over Thanksgiving break, so I grabbed it.
Yeah, it's great. I don't even know where to start with how good that game is. Like, the story, the characterization, the gameplay, it's all, like, so fucking...
Also
good.
So yeah, it looks good. I'm trying to finish up Saints Row 4 before I really get into it first, but...
Fair enough.
Also picked up Skyrim with all the expansions for $10 as well.
Oh, the Legendary Edition?
That's all you
can do. Yep. Maybe it was $15, but I know it was cheap.
No, I mean,
well, even so, those DLCs... Those DLCs aren't, like, regular DLCs. They had, like, fucking, like...
10 hours, 20 hours
yeah. or something like ridiculous like that. They're like huge expansion packs.
Yeah.
So getting all that for $15 is insane.
Yep.
Alright, Nick, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Mainly just Assassin's Creed 4 and Battlefield, just sort of flipping back and forth between those two. Obviously a little Rezogun every now and then. That's sort of like my pickup and play. But yeah, I mean, I was trying to platinum Assassin's Creed 4 just for the fuck of it, until I realized a lot of trophies have to do with multiplayer, and I don't know how much patience I have for Assassin's Creed multiplayer, so I might be giving up on that.
I've said before, I really thoroughly enjoy the Assassin's
I know you
Creed
do.
Multiplayer.
Is it
glitchy, or do you just not like the gameplay?
No, it's just the gameplay is a little too luck-based for me. Like, one of the trophies is, like, get to level 55, and I just don't see me getting that committed to it.
What do you think of the game itself?
I mean, the game, like, the story mode and everything is amazing. I mean, the combat has the usual problems, and so does the platforming have the usual problems, but, I mean, you could sort of work around that if you're determined enough, and the fucking atmosphere of that game is just balls. It is so, it's like, it is most...
The atmosphere is balls. That should be put on the back of the box.
That has a good connotation to it. And yeah, it's just a fucking awesome game. And then obviously Battlefield 4 multiplayer, just because that's my default time sync.
What are you playing that on?
PS4. Everything on PS4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'm being truthful when I say I don't think I've literally played a video game this week.
Yeah,
not so 1 minute of a single game.
You should probably get the fuck off the show then.
I don't even know what I'm doing
here. I'm pretty sure you're fired right now.
Well, I've just been busy with the musical I'm in and finals and all this other shit. Not to mention I'm just waiting until Christmas to have this one build me a PC. So
this
I'm
one, not I'm, me. I'm not building Zach.
But yeah,
I still think your laptop would have. No, if you let me remote into your machine, I could get it to work on your laptop.
I'll be home in 2 days. I'll let you do whatever the fuck you want to it when I'm home.
All right.
But you sacrifice it to the Dalai Lama or whatever you do.
Why would the Dalai Lama be one?
Trust
of me. Laptop sacrifices.
Trust me. All right. Trust me.
Okay, I'll take your word on that. But yeah, so basically, I'm mostly just being patient and biding my time until Christmas, and also when I'm free of college responsibilities.
Amen to that.
So,
besides Assassin's Creed 4, like, what is a game that's out that you'd want to play?
What the fuck?
Papers, please.
That's already out.
No.
Also, fuck you.
That's what
you.
He said. A game that's out that you'd want to play.
I mean, my default is always Civ 5 because that's just like a big time suck. Like, if I want 5 hours of my life to go away immediately, I can always play that. And
it's a depressing way to put it.
Well, that's what fucking Civilization does. It just like you're playing, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's fucking 3 a.m. When the fuck did that happen?
Oh, that was $10 with all the expansions too over the Thanksgiving break.
Shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Yep.
What is this, on Steam, I assume?
No! Yeah. I waited for so long to see if the last expansion pack was going to go on sale, and then I was like, fuck it, because it's not anytime soon, apparently. So I paid the full $30. Damn you, Steam! Gabe Newell, you piece of shit!
Yep.
Fuck, I'm so angry. Now I'm never playing a video game again.
That's the spirit.
Fuck it.
Earliest Civ.
I waited so long to get that expansion pack, even though I wanted
it. Because Civ's a bad game. Come on.
But hey. Hey, that's my favorite game of all time.
What do you expect?
I am so angry. Well, great.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's my life.
Now. Right on. So, should we go over the VGX now before break and then save news and new releases?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right.
VGX happened.
So, VGX happened.
There we go. We're done. Good.
We're done.
Close it.
Didn't Papers, Please win an award?
It did. No, it was nominated.
Oh, yeah, I think it was nominated for Best PC Game.
I didn't watch it. I couldn't find it on TV.
And then there was some announcements made during it, but we'll cover that in news. So, first of all, best song, no one really cares about, Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Oh, what a fucking shocker.
Yeah, from Bioshock
Infinite. But that is a really cool song.
Yeah, it was a really cool song, the way they did that little thing. Best soundtrack overall, Grand Theft Auto.
Once again, well deserved, not a
best
surprise.
Best voice actress is Ashley Johnson, who I believe is Tomb Raider chick, Lara Croft, right?
Really?
Is it? It's either Lara Croft or what's her face?
Can you Google
from
that real quick?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Was the voice acting in Tomb Raider any good?
It was like apparently.
Yeah, it was.
Like I played it and it was amazing, but let's see.
That's definitely on my two playlists.
It's either the Tomb Raider chick or... Yeah, wait. No, it's Ellie. Okay,
Ellie?
I was wrong on both accounts. It's Ellie from Last of Us.
That's also well-deserved.
That's also definitely well-deserved. So, yeah, it probably was between her, what's her name from Bioshock Infinite?
Elizabeth.
Yeah, and then whoever, and then the chick that plays Tomb Raider. And then best voice actor, Troy Baker. So, I don't even know why they bothered holding that one.
Yeah, really. It's just they could just like walk Troy Baker out on the stage. Like, you know what he won for. Let's move on.
Moving on.
It's amazing how much he looks like Trevor, too.
Well, it's amazing. He looks like a lot of the characters he plays.
Yeah.
And yet he can do so many different voices. Like, it's insane.
His twi- like even though I haven't played Arkham Origins yet, but I've watched plenty of YouTube clips of him doing Joker, and his like it sounds like someone cloned Mark Hamill. It's ridiculous.
I mean, even doing Joker is cool, but just the fact that he can do so many different things, like,
yeah, he's Nolan very North
is extremely good, but he's sort of a typecasting kind of actor. He always generally plays a similar guy.
Well, yeah, it's like a short, black-haired action hero.
Not short.
His characters always have like short black hair, and he's like an action hero.
And they're always kind of studly, but also kind of flawed.
Also witty. And also clever.
Very witty, yeah. So. But Troy Baker, I don't want to suck his dick any longer than I've already have.
Who the fuck are you kidding?
Yeah, I do. Whatever. Best casual game, which strikes me as kind of a weird award because that's not like a.
How do you
genre? Like, who classifies? Who classifies?
Are like Facebook games in casual? Those?
I don't know, but the winner is Animal Crossing: New Leaf. If that means anything to anyone,
supposedly it was really good. Did.
Yeah, so supposedly it was fine, but it's like.
What did the you fuck did you ever mean? Get that for the 3DS?
Was never into them. Never.
Animal Crossing. Yeah, I feel that.
I like playing the Wii U game that's on like the on the what the hell is the game that came with the system? I don't know. Nintendo Wii Land. Party? Nintendo Land.
The Wii U, Nintendo. Yeah. Yeah, that has nothing to do with Animal Crossing, though. Incidentally, quick side note, I had a ex-girlfriend who never played a game in her life except for one, and it was the Animal Crossing on GameCube. And she played it, like, all the time. And it was weird, because, like, she was about as far from a gamer as you could be. But anyways.
I don't even get, like, the premise of it. Like,
it's just basically you live your life like, in a game. Yeah,
and then it's like you're friends with animals and shit. Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
It's kind of like The Sims with more of a, less of a house thing and more of like a town thing, I think.
The furry Sims.
Yeah, it's like Sims Furry Edition.
Ew.
Okay, best handheld game, Zelda Link Between Worlds, which doesn't surprise me because I got like perfect 10s all around. Like, not that I care. Best PC game, Gone Home. Looked interesting. It's apparently like not a point and click adventure, but like it's like a first person adventure, not action adventure, just sort of adventure, kind of puzzly type thing.
Right.
So I mean, it sounded kind of cool.
Did you play that, Dan?
I looked at it and it didn't look interesting to me at all. Like, yeah, I heard it was nominated, but I wasn't interested in it at all.
Yeah, like I think they did a poor job advertising it because I don't even know. I mean, like I keep up to date with this shit daily, and I still don't know what it's about or like what it is. You know,
I'm gonna guess someone has gone home. Yeah, I'm
gonna guess someone goes somewhere and it
may or may not
end up in like a home type area.
That's all I got.
Best Nintendo game: Super Mario 3D World. Fucking shocker. Best PlayStation game: Last of Us. Fucking shocker.
Yeah, not a surprise.
And I'm curious, I don't remember the nominees. Wait a second. No, yeah, so this is interesting. Actually, you know what, that's something I'll save for the very end.
Okay, Schizo, spin it out.
Because my brain is processing while I'm saying stuff. Okay, I'll save that to the end. Best PlayStation game, Last of Us. There you go. Best Xbox game, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. I don't know what the fuck that's about. Now, did that be...
Who's judging this?
I have no idea.
I don't know how VGS works.
Yeah, it's council. I think they just get a council of, like, all the big name review outlets, like IGN, Game Trailers, etc. And get, like, the editor-in-chiefs of each, I assume. I don't know. I didn't play that. And
I didn't hear, like, one word about
it. No, like, it didn't get reviewed particularly highly. I mean, it got, like, 8.5s, 8.8, stuff like that. Like, it was solid. But if that's their best game...
Someone bribed someone.
That's fucking sad. And this includes Xbox One, right?
I guess technically it would. Well,
technically it does? I mean,
it does fall under... Well, maybe not.
I mean, because...
I mean, if it was Xbox One, it would have been Dead Rising.
Maybe not. I mean, the way I'm thinking of it is that Super Mario 3D World came out after these two latest consoles, so their time frame is right up to the beginning of December, which includes the consoles. So it's like you'd think, but I don't know. Best DLC, as we were saying, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
I think that's deserved.
I'd say that's deserved. That was fucking
good. It has its issues, but it's fun as shit.
I mean, it wasn't, even on the same, like, wavelength as Far Cry 3 Vanilla, but it was still probably one of the best of the year.
I thought that was standalone.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I think for categorization purposes, it's technically DLC.
Here we go, and this actually proves my point. Best driving game, Forza Motorsport 5. So these things do include the latest gen, which means these Brother Tale of Two Sons game beat out all the Xbox One games. Forza is horrible.
Everybody's complaining about it.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's totally valid. I'm just saying it's interesting.
Yeah.
Best fighting game, Injustice Gods Among Us.
I'm trying to think of other options. I remember that, like,
it ain't gonna be Killer Instinct.
Well, no.
No. Yeah.
We can all agree on that. Yeah. I don't know. I just that seems like more of a case of, like, this is the least sucky one rather than the best.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I mean, what other ones were there this year? What other fighting games?
I can't think of any. I'm just trying to rack my brain for something that deserves it more.
2013.
It's like, but that game, I remember that game is like a glorified, like, Mortal Kombat, but it wasn't as good as Mortal Kombat. It just happened to have DC
characters. It was basically a copy-paste of Mortal Kombat 9, which was a fucking awesome game.
Yeah, but didn't the mechanics of this kind of suck, though?
But this one, I suck is kind of a stretch, but this one probably wasn't as good, yeah, I would say.
All right, so overall, I guess it deserves it, technically. I don't know.
I mean, it's not a copy, because, I mean, it's the style, it's the same guys who made Mortal Kombat made that game, so it's
a person can copy their previous work.
It's pretty much just
right?
like Mortal. It's just Mortal Kombat with DC.
With DC, yeah, exactly.
So it'd be like saying Marvel vs. Capcom is a copy of Street Fighter 2. Like, it's the same.
I mean, no, because they're completely different mechanics. It's like a completely different style.
Well, no, they're not different mechanics. They're different styles.
That's what I said. I took my mechanic word back.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I misunderstood.
What am I looking at? Injustice and MK work on the same engine, so it's like almost the exact same game, just with different characters.
I don't know. My point being, I just thought there was like another big fighting game that came out, but I'm probably thinking of last year or something. So,
but best RPG, Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. I heard this was just phenomenal. It's too Asian for me, you know?
I'm so done with JRPGs.
Yeah, so, like, I couldn't do it, but I heard it was good, so more power to it. I mean, whatever, you know? Best independent game, Gone Home Again, which I didn't think they were allowed to win two awards.
But apparently not.
Best sports game, NBA 2K14. I don't think any of us care about that. Best action-adventure game, Assassin's Creed 4. Now, keep in mind, this includes Grand Theft Auto 5.
Does it?
But that is where this whole list is confusing, which I'll get to when we're finished. Best shooter, BioShock Infinite.
That's a weird choice. It's a shooter, but it's not a shooter.
It is weird calling any BioShock game a shooter, because it is. Like, first and foremost, it is a first-person shooter.
Yeah, but when people say the word shooter, that's not the first game that comes up to my mind.
I would have said Ghosts is better than BioShock Infinite, personally.
I'm gonna kick you right in the teeth.
But, you know,
that is blasphemy.
Yeah, I know. BioShock, I think that's fair. I just place that in such a different world.
I can't think of anything else that even came close to it.
What genre would you put it in to win?
I know in my head it's a shooter.
Action-adventure, if anything else.
Like, maybe, I don't know, they need a new category for higher brow.
For higher brow
thinking
game.
Man's video yeah. game or something like that, because that's where I place it.
Yeah, Studio of the Year, Naughty Dog for Last of Us, obviously. That's fucking awesome. And
I've been thinking about going to Rob your PS3 to play that.
Rob my PS3 or his PS3?
No, Zach's. Because it's
at my PS3 is at home.
Oh, yeah, you know, you definitely should.
And I have it, too.
I know, I saw it there. I've been thinking about grabbing it.
You should. It's so amazing.
I can't decide if Last of Us is my game of the year or not. It probably is, though. Yeah, so that got Naughty Dog Studio of the Year. Probably also helped by the fact that they put Uncharted 3 and, like, all of its DLC up for free, like, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So that was probably a big thing. And then finally, Game of the Year, the Piece de Resistance, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Not surprising.
Which is not surprising, and obviously I'm not going to go into Grand Theft Auto again. I have my problems with it, but it's Grand Theft Auto. But now I can finally bring up the thing that has confused me on this list.
Oh, that thing that had you rambling about nothing for like 5 minutes?
Okay. For example, Best Action Adventure, like, this includes Grand Theft Auto. So why would Grand Theft Auto be Game of the Year, but Best Action Adventure Game is Assassin's Creed? And you know, in like the best PlayStation and best Xbox games, those both include BioShock and Grand Theft Auto. So
what's your point?
What do you mean, what's my point? Like,
what do you mean?
I think you're trying to know what I'm saying?
The logistics of a video game award that's strictly just one big long commercial.
True.
No, but you see my logic, though? Why would Assassin's Creed win this? Did you get it?
Oh,
Assassin's Creed
you mean
beat Grand Theft Auto in action adventure, but didn't beat it in game of the year.
Okay.
That technically doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? And there's inconsistencies like that through this whole list. And it's not the rule that a game can only win once, because Gone Home won twice. So there's actually no logic to it at all. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I think they're just trying to give certain. I think they'd get like. Not in trouble, but
like
it would be
like,
bad if they didn't mention Assassin's Creed.
I mean, it's a commercial.
Yeah.
That's what it is. When
that's
they win,
like
they show the video of the game, and
no,
they
totally,
get this,
totally.
Like, 30-second commercial, basically.
It's not,
so
it's
they
not
get
the
two.
Oscars.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
I mean, but it's still voted on by a council, and so I'm just curious as to what their logic was. Because, like, Last of Us beat out Grand Theft Auto and BioShock for best PlayStation game, but not, like, game of the year. And it's, like, you know, it's kind of inconsistent.
Probably because they need to mention it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Gone Home is so good to the point where it truly deserves that.
It just gets too old. It breaks the rule.
We don't know anything about it, so probably know it could actually deserve
yeah.
that.
But yeah, that's just something interesting I noticed. But yeah, so that's the VGA Awards, and kind of interesting, kind of expected, right? Like,
yeah.
I think all of them. I don't think there's any shockers here. When I was watching it, and I heard Best Action Adventure was Assassin's Creed, I thought they were going to follow some logical train of thought and consequently make it Game of the Year. And I was like, Assassin's Creed beat Last of Us, Grand Theft Auto, and BioShock.
Yeah,
and
I would call total bullshit.
I thought the world
that.
Was going to end. So luckily,
the internet would snap in half.
Yeah. So luckily, that did not happen. There's that.
Okay. Dan, any final thoughts on VGX Awards?
No, I just think it is what it is. It's an
profound
revenue source, so how they get their money is by showing different games that are willing to pay them money.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't say the VGX are just complete sellouts. Like, I think that's a little pessimistic.
I mean, I don't think they're sellouts, but I think... it costs a lot of money to have something like that on TV, and they gotta have the money to back that up. How are they gonna get it? It's not like this money is coming from nowhere,
right? That's how media works. I mean, advertising for this thing was huge, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and they can get the games from, or they can get the money from these game studios for advertising the games in between the thing. But I wouldn't suggest that. They get the money. Like, I wouldn't suggest that these studios pay them to get these awards. Like,
no, I mean, not like paid them, but it's like they need to get their games on there. And obviously, nobody's going to argue that Assassin's Creed 4 isn't a good game, or Grand Theft Auto isn't a good game. So they put these in certain categories so that they can get the airtime for each one of these categories.
Which is
the reasoning behind what you were trying to get
at.
Yeah,
I think that just brings back the question of what... I would just like to know what their, like, rules... Like, the rules of engagement were for handing these out. Like, I'm just kind of curious. But,
anyway. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with some news and some new releases. Stay tuned. Hello there, this is Zach Kilmer talking to you. Hoping you're enjoying this episode of The Gamer's Point so far. If you are, there's a few things you could do to help us out that won't take much of your time. You could go to iTunes and subscribe to us there, leave us a review, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a little blurb that can help us spread us around. If you don't like iTunes, we're on the other major podcasting networks. We are on Zune, Miro, BlackBerry, and Stitcher. So if you don't prefer iTunes, like I don't, you can subscribe to us on any of those services. You can answer the question of the week on Facebook by going to 891thepoint.com's Facebook page and liking them, and then posting your response on any of the Gamers Point related posts. Make sure it has something to do with the gamer's point, otherwise I won't be monitoring it as closely. If you would like to listen to any old episodes of The Gamer's Point, the only place to do that is 891thepoint.com. You go to that website, hit extras, hit podcasts, and then they're there. You see, because we're poor and don't have a lot of storage for our RSS feed, so only the most recent episodes will be on iTunes and Podomatic and all of the other services. So in order to listen to any old episodes, you have to go to 891thepoint.com's website. So whether you're subscribed, leaving reviews, or leaving answers to the question of the week, we appreciate you listening. We would also like to appreciate 89.1 The Point for sponsoring us. They are a radio station in the western New York area between Buffalo and Rochester. If you live in that area, tune in to 89.1 The Point FM for great music 24/7. The best new music first. Now I'm going to stop bothering you. Let's continue with The Gamer's Point, brought to you by WBSU Brockport 89.1 The Point. Hello everyone, welcome back to episode 28 of The Gamer's Point.
28 days later.
28 episodes later. Feels like a fucking more than that, but anyway. So, thought we were done talking about VGX. Apparently not.
Au contraire.
Just when you think it's over. But no, there were some major games announced, so we're going to talk about those real quick.
Yeah, major might be a bit of a stretch, but first and foremost, I guess we're talking about No Man's Sky, because it's the only one announced not made by Telltale.
hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's Telltale's made by the people who make Joe Danger, that like 2D stunt bike cartoony game. You know,
that sounds vaguely familiar.
Like Joe, he's the stunt man, and he's on the motorcycle, and you do all the flips and shit.
Sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah. Like, I'm sure if I saw it, I would recognize it.
It's made by those people, and all I could get from the trailer is it's first person. And the trailer starts out where he's, like, in an ocean. He swims out of the ocean, all first person, onto this, like, alien world. Gets in a jet. And then the coolest thing about the trailer is that he gets in this jet that's on, or this, like, spaceship that's on the ground, and takes off, goes up into the sky, and goes into space. There is a seamless, no-loading transition between being on this planet, this supposedly open-world planet, and flying into space with a bunch of spaceships having a battle and asteroids and shit.
Hmm.
So, that was definitely the craziest thing. Like, you can fly around, like, he did one thing where he shot a hole in an asteroid and then flew through the asteroid. So, it's, like, real-time damage physics and, like, kind of crazy. It doesn't look amazing. It's more artsy than graphically impressive, you know?
Yeah. It reminded me of, like, Red Faction, like, back in the day when they had a Geomod where you could, like, punch a hole in
random material. Yeah, so I'm still waiting to hear more on that. It was very weird. But it looked cool. And then, yeah, so there was that.
And then the Telltale-a-thon.
And then Telltale-a-thon, yeah. Two Telltale releases, like, almost back-to-back. First of all, a Telltale Borderlands game.
That's
weird.
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
I mean, the comic-style animation makes sense, but it's like...
Yeah.
It's almost like Borderlands is good. Why do you need, like, to almost, like, outsource it?
I mean, it's funny, though. And that's why they're going to use the humor.
Yeah, I think if they can pull that off. Humor so far doesn't seem to be Telltale's wheelhouse, you know? It's like they're more about, like, wrenching your gut out of your stomach kind of stuff. But,
Was The Wolf Among Us funny?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Yeah,
Telltale originally did Monkey Island, right?
Did they? I think you're right, actually.
Or was that
the Star
Wars people? Fact check, hold on. Got Google right here.
You're in a fact check.
Telltale.
But, yeah, so I guess if they did do Monkey Island, then that means they're no stranger to humor.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I should know this.
But, I guess a Borderlands Telltale game would be more of like a... Not, I wouldn't say DLC, but kind of like a side note to the Borderlands games. I don't know, I just didn't imagine them taking IP, like gaming IPs that already exist.
Oh my god, guys, they did a Texas Hold'em game.
Whoa! Stop the presses! But yeah, like,
oh, they did the new Tales of Monkey Island, not the old one.
Okay.
So
they've handled Monkey Island.
Yeah, they've handled it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, so what were we talking about?
Borderlands. Right. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to fuck it up. I just think it's a very odd choice. Not odd in a bad way. I just, never would have pictured them handling, kind of another... Because their whole thing so far has been to, take things that aren't normally video games and make them into kind of more, story, with The Walking Dead and, we all knew, Game of Thrones was going to happen. This just kind of came out of left field for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Game of Thrones, which we didn't officially mention. And the other Telltale game is Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, BT Dubs.
Yeah, BT Dubs. Yeah.
We get excited about
that. That's going to...
Oh, my fuck. The HBO series,
that
too.
That sounds like something that's, right in their, exactly their cup of tea. It'll be interesting to see.
It's off of the HBO series, how Walking Dead is off of the comic books, not the show. But this one is actually off of the show, not the books.
Interesting.
Well, according to my friend who has read the books, apparently the HBO series is a pretty damn good adaptation.
It is. I've read them all too, but they're pretty close. But there are stuff that they do change.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but it is based strictly on the show. I mean, but what difference do you think that's going to make, gameplay-wise?
It's just going to, the Walking Dead game takes the aesthetics of the comic book, not the show. I'm hoping that this takes how the show looks and puts that artwork to the game.
That would be sexy as hell. But what's interesting is this is, I find this kind of weird because this is kind of sanctioned fan fiction, and I remember reading interviews with George R. R. Martin. He's saying that he's very, very reluctant to give his universe away to other people. So I'm wondering how much the. I mean, it's obviously not going to affect original canon or anything. But
he still completely has the rights to Game of Thrones because a lot of these, a lot of these big kind of corporate.
Yeah, he still does. Writing books for him.
He's still writing books, but, there's no way he has 100% rights to all the content in the show, right? He had to give some of that away
in order to make it.
Yeah, for the show to make. A HBO would never let him keep 100% creative control over it, right?
So he's an executive producer, much like how, what's his name, is on The Walking Dead show.
He may not own that show. Sure he is.
But Robert Kirkman has been kind of okay, because The Walking Dead show takes a lot more leeway with the source material than Game of Thrones does. So
yeah, with permission from Kirkman. Kirkman's in on all those meetings and with the writer's room and all that.
But my point being, I think George R. R. Martin has been the reason the show is so so almost completely faithful to the books is that he has been probably an asshole about it.
Who has?
George R. R. Martin has been this is me theorizing. Probably been pretty strict about what they can change and what they can't. What I'm imagining is how he's gonna react to his universe potentially being tampered with by something like this, where they're basically writing sanctioned fan fiction. You know what I mean? I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, but we don't know if it's gonna be that or if it's gonna take place before the show or concurrent with the show or anything like that.
True.
Or maybe it's just gonna be.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we don't know
later anything, on.
Right? We know there is a Game of Thrones Telltale game, and that's about the extent of it. So, it remains to be seen.
But I'm just curious about his reaction in comparison. Because, we know, Robert Kirkman, probably
his
had
reaction?
No problems. Not reaction, how they're going to... I'm wondering how Telltale is going to handle, this universe and story that has so far been so held to such a high prestige and high importance.
Yeah,
that is my point. So yeah, but that being said, I'm still excited as fuck for it because Telltale Game of Thrones. Are you fucking kidding me? That's gonna be sweet.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Bottom line.
All right, and
that's about it for the
game announcements.
Interesting game announcements that came out of VGX. And then last, as far as new releases go, only really...
I got something real quick, just because it pertains...
Or new releases?
What's that?
Is this news or new releases?
News that came out of the Video Game Awards that I heard about, because I kickstarted this, the Tim Schafer Broken Age. And the fact that it's going to be voiced by Elijah Wood. Who's the Will Wheaton is going to be in it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. No, yeah, that looks like a pretty good game. I'm hearing that it's got a pretty distant release date, though.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be until, like, mid 2014.
Yeah.
Even though it was supposed to be done, I think, like this year, I think October.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the only thing.
All right. Okay. Oh, fair enough. As far as the new releases go,
major new release that actually came out this week.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo.
Is Gran Turismo 6. Interesting that it's not on PlayStation 4. You know, it seems like it would be a good thing to have, like, you know, a launch title be a Gran Turismo. I don't know why they missed that opportunity. But, I don't like racing sims. I like racing games, not racing sims, though. So I don't really have a ton to say on it.
I mean, what's the major difference between this and
just
Forza?
Just core count, really.
Forza?
I mean, between Forza, yeah. Like, Gran Turismo has always kind of exceeded Forza in car count, which is weird because, like, it sees it in car count, but not really graphics. Like, Forza has always been a little buff of a graphics thing. And yeah, that's the only difference I can personally tell. Obviously, there's more minute details.
If Phil was still here, he could probably list a fucking scroll worth of differences because he's like a car porn fanatic, but he's not here, so.
So that's all we have to say on that.
All right, Doki Doki Universe came out.
What?
Yesterday. A game called Doki Doki Universe that actually.
Doki Doki Universe?
What the hell is that?
I've never heard of that in my life.
Dan?
Did we lose him?
Oh shit, I think we lost him. We'll be right back, folks. We're having some technical difficulties. Hello, welcome back from that little technical break. As usual, Steam saves the day. Because it fixed our fucking voice
PC
problems.
Gaming for the win.
FT-dub.
Another reason why PC gaming is apparently superior. Anyway, so what the fuck were we talking about before that happened?
News.
Oh yeah, news.
First and foremost,
Doki Doki. There was some PS4 game that came out yesterday.
Like what?
That everybody was saying was cool looking or something.
I don't know, it's not Doki Doki Universe. In Game Trailer's list of most recent reviews, there's nothing there about it. So they didn't review it.
Going on Metacritic.
What was the name of it?
That shows up.
Doki Doki?
It's Doki Doki Universe. It got like a 77.
None of us played it, so there's not much we can say about it anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you played it.
No.
Well, it exists. We can at least confirm that.
So go look it up yourself, listeners. Yeah, I do see it. Yeah, 71. Doki Doki Universe.
That's just for the PS4?
I guess. Ask him, I don't know.
Yep.
Anyways. Alright.
Yep. Yeah.
So some news.
First and foremost, we'll get Zach splurging over with. Kotaku has a scoop that is confirming Fallout 4 and that it's happening in Boston, which every Fallout fan already knew. And yeah.
That's just...
The Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking great after the complete and utter soul-shattering disappointment that was the Survivor 229 thing, folks. Did you follow
that? You knew that was fake.
What?
Yeah.
No, I did. Okay, I started to suspect it was fake towards the end, but like in the middle of the hype, no, I did not think it was fake. I thought it was real. I really did. You thought it was fake the entire time?
You poor, naive bastard.
You're just saying that.
I did.
Fuck both of you, alright? I was so excited. So cool. And if it was real, it would be like the best marketing tactic ever, and then it was fake, and I weeped.
Now they just did it in a boring way, just letting Kotaku get a scoop or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why? Like, if I was Bethesda, I would have seen what was happening and, like, tried to buy the site from them and been like, yeah, let's just make this
like,
real.
If you actually, like, researched it, the site was, like, stationed somewhere in Europe. That wouldn't happen if it was an actual Bethesda, who's based out of Maryland.
Yeah, it was cool, and
Come on,
I was excited.
Zach, get your shit together.
Fuck all of you.
You're pulling the team down.
I don't care if I knew it was going to be fake the entire time. I still let my hopes get up.
Yes.
But, yeah, so
that's pretty cool.
They have what kind of documents?
It's apparently based... It looks like it's based off that website. Like...
Well, fuck all, then. Yeah. That's annoying.
Blah,
fuck
blah,
you,
blah,
Bethesda.
Tweaks, blah, blah. They got some documents from Bethesda. You know, some random cryptic nonsense. Blah, blah, blah.
But it's like, this is real.
Yeah, basically, this is like the first page of the script, like, war never changes.
Yeah, yeah. This is
references to Commonwealth.
Reasonably secure, I would say.
Well, now I'm just hyper skeptical and afraid of everything.
No, yeah, you should. So. Just live your life like that.
Just anything Fallout related.
That it's in Boston.
What?
It's confirmed that it takes place within the Commonwealth, which
well, no, this
the
says this says Boston
is like all New England.
I have the article in front of me. It says Boston. Says happening. It says set in the city of Boston.
Apparently,
I don't know what I don't know what the Commonwealth is. Is that
the
district?
The Commonwealth
of Boston?
Is like the
New England.
Yeah,
all of New England.
Well, no, and it's also based around. It should be based around the fucking the Institute, which is like MIT.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah,
that's what they say in the Kotaku article.
Because like Boston is supposed to be like according to Fallout lore somewhere, like Boston is like a pretty much a shithole. It's like the same thing as DC. Like everything is so totally fucked, except like in the center is like the like
STF.
It's like the center for all technological advancement like in the world. It's like probably the most advanced scientific place in like the entire wasteland.
Balls.
So, and it's centered around this like. Fucking shithole. So
I'm down.
Yeah, I've been excited of the about the concept ever since like people started speculating that it took place in Boston, and then the Survivor 2299 thing happened. And
shit on your soul.
Yeah, shit all over my soul.
All over. All right. Next up, a law firm is investigating EA over Battlefield 4.
Why?
Apparently, they misused some funds that were supplied to them by investors. And shit, and it's kind of funny the way the summary of the article is worded, because it says, this random law firm will be investigating Electronic Arts regarding the quality of Battlefield 4, which will determine whether EA complied with federal security laws between July 24th and blah blah blah. But it's just funny how it says regarding the quality of Battlefield 4, which I know this isn't the actual point of the whole thing, but it almost like insinuates like you could sue a game developer over a game being shitty, which is not the context
That's
of the article
weird.
At all.
That's
but
weird.
It's just kind of funny the way they're wording it.
Well, I mean, they kind of tried to do that with fucking Mass Effect 3. Like,
they brought up
a case with like the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, but I mean, that was just disgruntled gamers being douchebags.
Yes, sure.
That's not even worth our time. Neither is that.
Do you have any?
We didn't have any news prepared, so I'm straight up looking down the list as we speak.
Well, I was basically prepared to talk about Fallout.
Warcraft movie got confirmed with actors.
Yeah, 2016, right?
Yep.
Warcraft?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it World of Warcraft or Warcraft? I never know the difference between
World of Warcraft, the movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I don't understand that. Well, I mean, I do. I guess they do have plots, but it's a fucking MMO. Of all the games to make a movie out of, like, I don't know, are you at all interested in watching that, Dan?
So the actors they got are interesting. I mean, it's nobody, like, real big name, but a lot of, like, different things from things I've seen. Like, there's
what is
True
the
Blood
plot
people, Vikings.
Yeah, that's what I'm mainly wondering.
I mean, the actual storyline to World of Warcraft, if you break it down, is somewhat interesting. Like mythology and lore wise, it's just the actual
which
drone
most
of.
People probably won't get. That are well, I mean, I guess,
yeah.
I guess it, Warcraft
I mean, it'll be like
followers,
a Lord of the Rings
right,
movie.
That it'll make its money back, but interesting.
It'll be a Lord of the Rings movie with elves.
Right on.
Okay,
I can dig it.
Fair enough.
Walking Dead season 2 release date of December 18th.
Excited! I'm excited. Yay.
Exactly 1 week from today.
Yeah.
So everyone can get ready for that. I'm looking forward to that.
Are they saying that's going to take any of your information from the season one?
What?
That's a good question. I do
Have
not
you,
know.
I don't know.
Because I don't want to play it on Xbox. I want to play it on PC, and that's going to annoy
me.
Well,
I hope so. Just, like, general gameplay-wise, I hope so, because I like that.
Yeah, I mean, now, do you think it's coming out for next-gen systems?
Dude,
that's an interesting.
I'm not
it says
sure.
this.
I can't
this article. This article says Xbox Game Store is where it's coming out.
I mean, it's not exactly a graphics-heavy game, but at the same time, I don't see why they would like restrict their audience.
Yeah,
I mean, like I don't see, especially since it's a downloadable game. Like, why don't you just release it on both?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're going to be exclusive to
PS4. Yeah, I know. I'm saying if they aren't, like, why wouldn't you? Is my point.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know.
I'm not really sure.
Let's see what else we got here. Blah 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 blah. Bunch of DLC stuff. Borderlands 2 going free for PlayStation Plus. That's kind of a big deal. Sweet. I mean, you know,
Borderlands 2 is like really, really good.
It's a really good game, and PlayStation Plus is just probably the best deal in the world. More fucking GTA patches, which aren't patching shit. I have been on recently over the past couple days. I've been on it in a while. And supposedly these heists like don't exist. Still, these big heists that they've been hyping up for months. No one knows where they are or how they work.
We did get our stimulus money, right?
Yeah, we got our stimulus. They have the beach bum pack is out. Like, all this patch stuff is supposed to be out, and no one still knows where the heists are. So that's, like, a pretty fucked up situation going on with GTA. NSA is spying on World of Warcraft users.
Oh, I saw that.
I read the article.
Yeah, Second Life.
Yep, that's pretty awesome.
You
know, because we're all terrorists when you really get right down to it.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. Like, everyone always jokes about, like, how the NSA must just be watching lots and lots of boring shit. And, like, I remember when I played World of Warcraft, it was just me, like, really staring blankly at a screen for hours and hours on end. So I just can't imagine, like, what fucking useful government intel you're going to be getting
on Reddit. They're saying that whoever pitched this just wants an excuse to play World of Warcraft at work while in the NSA office. Or like, no, I'm hunting terrorists. You know, it's stupid. I mean, the way they're trying to promote this, promote's probably not the right word, but is they're saying that like. The people responsible for 9/11 trained with a flight simulator, and that like World of Warcraft is an easy way to communicate without people spying.
To make light of like terrorism and bombings or whatever, but I would absolutely love to see a group of World of Warcraft trained terrorists try to attack anything.
Yeah,
like it would just be a group.
Well, apparently they're not saying no. The flight sims were for training. World of Warcraft, they're just saying, is a way for them to communicate without using like email or text messaging that is always very prone to.
No, that's actually kind of a good point because that's not what you would expect.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect people sending messages of terrorism through a game, you know. So that's why that's how they're justifying it.
What were you saying, Dan?
Which is a better word than promoting, for the record.
Yeah. What were you saying, Dan?
Oh, I was just saying more dots, more DPS. When you were talking about the terrorists attacking.
More DPS?
Using WoW. Yeah.
How much DPS does this terrorist have?
Yeah, my point, I just imagine, like, a group of, like, six people dressed up as, like, fucking elves and shit trying to attack the White House and seeing how well that would go.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's exactly their plan.
Oh, well.
But that's about all that's in news since last week, I think. Let's do one.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of not in a dull season, but it's like pre-Christmas.
Yeah,
so we're kind of waiting.
Yeah, for like we're past the big hype, you know, the season,
mm-hmm.
And now we're just into
we're kind of like in a plateau.
DLC areas right around now.
Right.
Dan,
do you have any news anything you want else? To
mention? Nah, there's no other news that I can think of.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Yep. Alright, so that's all right. I got.
I'm Zach Helmer.
I'm Andy Blesses.
I'm Dan Coldbelly.
Alright, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
And that's the end of the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed it. Like I said before, you can help us by going to iTunes and subscribing, leaving us a review, going to Podomatic, downloading the episodes, or going to 89.1 The Points website to download old episodes, in addition to subscribing on any of the other podcast services. Leave your answer to the question of the week by liking 89.1 The Point's Facebook page and leaving your answer on any of the Gamers Point related posts. We'd like to thank 89.1 The Point for sponsoring us. Listen in if you're in the Western New York area, the best new music first, and mostly we would like to thank you for listening. You're the best. See you next time.